Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome. Good afternoon to everyone out there. This is Tony Gambone with This is Tony Gambone with Tough Talk Christian Radio. Always excited to be able to go on the air on this show, to talk with people across the country and around the world to see what the Lord's doing in their world and what's going on with different people and how they make it through their struggles and how they've been able to look back down the path and see God's work. So today is no different. We have a great guest, a guest that's been on the show one or two times before, and always excited to have him here, Pastor Bill Jenkins, and we're going to get to him in a little bit. But I just wanted to talk to everyone. You know, it is the 19th of January, 2020, right? And as I watch the news, sometimes I get a bad feeling when I watch the news a lot of time with the politics. And, you know, we're told never to talk about politics and religion. But I listened to a show this morning from Andy Stanley. And I don't know if everyone knows who Andy Stanley is, but if you have never heard of him, please look him up on YouTube and listen to his videos, his shows. His father is Charles Stanley. Most people have heard of him. And he was talking this morning about how Christians are divided and how we don't follow one of the golden rules that the Lord put out there, right? We were supposed to love people like he loved us, or as like he loves us. And when we talk about politics, everyone has a strong stance on being Republican or Democratic. And, you know, and everybody has their own opinion and their own reason why. But one of the things that he talked about that really bothers me a whole bunch as I watch the news is no one is able to agree to disagree and love that person anyway, whether their belief is on the Democratic side or the Republican side or even a third party. Okay. And they stand firm to say that they're a Christian, they're a lover of the Lord, but yet they will argue and make foul comments and just go on social media if you do not agree with their stance in politics. Now, listen, I'm not going to go into a whole thing of politics because, to tell you the truth, I try not to follow it too much because it gives me a headache. Every candidate that speaks sounds like they got the right story. Anyway, my point is here, are you someone that has a strong viewpoint on something? Maybe you like to, let's not say argue, but debate. And are you willing to accept the other person's response? And are you willing to go on and not hold that against them? And as I watch social media and the TV, I'm not seeing many people in that category. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I don't have issues with my beliefs on this, that, or the other, strong beliefs. And maybe it's not politics, but there's other things in our life that we make decisions on. And when people don't just, you know, think the same way we do or take up for our thoughts, we tend to take a stance and make a division in what's going on in our world. And when we divide things, that is not showing love. So I just wanted to touch on that and go check out Andy Stanley on YouTube. Maybe you can watch that. I thought about posting it on social media to see who would take an hour to understand the difference of what they're doing today, what they should be doing today. So find out Andy Stanley, YouTube, and just have that conversation with your spouse, your friend, your children. You know, what are your beliefs? Do you agree? And are you willing to accept someone else's opinion, even though they don't agree with yours? And are you able to just move forward? Are you able to look on social media and see people posting things that they believe strongly in? Are you able to, well, not so much make a comment, but get over yourself and love them anyway. Because really, at the end of the day, what is the big difference, right? So just check it out and challenge yourself. So let me do a little housekeeping. Once again, my name is Tony Gambone. I'm here on Tough Talk Christian Radio. We're here every Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're always looking for guests, for people to come along and share what the Lord is doing in their world and how Jesus has made a change in their life and struggles that they've gone through, who's helped them out and how it's worked out, the power of prayer, anything that you have done that you know that has come from the Lord, we would love to have you on the radio show. So you can go to toughtalkchristianradio.com, click on the register to be a guest, and select the date and time that's available for your schedule to come on our show. We have other shows on the Tough Talk Radio Network, and you can find them by going to toughtalkradionetwork.com. And we have a couple more shows coming up in the next month or so, so stay tuned to hear about that. And you can always email me at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. Now, I'm going to take a real short break. Now, I'm going to come back with Pastor Bill Dakins, and we're going to talk about his newest book. And this book is, well, it's a spiritual forecast for 2020. Okay, so it's the 2020 vision. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned, and we'll see you in a second.
House Talk Radio. Join Tony and Wendy Gambone on House Talk Radio, where they talk all things house. From tips on home repairs and remodeling to best practices on buying and selling a home, hiring contractors, home loans, and insurance, as well as decorating ideas and how to get the most bang for your buck. If you would like more information about House Talk Radio, go to housetalkradio.com.
All right, we're back. My name is Tony Gambone, and this is Tough Talk Christian Radio. And today's topic is a spiritual forecast for 2020. And my guest today is Pastor Bill Jenkins, and I just want to welcome Pastor Bill to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Tony. Good. Thanks for having me. Good to be with you today.
It's always a pleasure, especially we've had you on the show a couple times, and you've shed light on a lot of things, and you've made me think, and you made me look at things I never looked at. So we're excited about that today, and we know that there's a new book out, and we'll give people all the information how to find all your books on PastorBillJenkins.org. But let's let the people learn a little bit about who you are, Pastor Bill. I believe you're calling in from the Indianapolis area. Is that correct?
No, I'm calling in from California. So I have a church in California called Destinland Christian Center, and we're in Rancho Cucamonga, about 35 miles from LA, and God is just doing some wonderful things. And I am a husband of 21 years, been married for 21 years, got three boys, all teenagers, all boys, and they require a lot of work. You know, I think when I first had kids, I kept thinking the older they get, the easier it would get, but it's just the opposite. The older they get, the more work it is. So I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a pastor, I'm a writer, I'm a man who loves the Lord and just wants to get his message out to as many people as I can.
And I believe you have your youngest is a basketball player, so that takes up a lot of your time as well, and going to high school basketball games.
Yeah, he has games and practice every day. He's really good. He just is really small, so we're praying for him to grow. So we're stretching, praying, feeding, do whatever we can to help him to get bigger every day.
Well, Pastor Bill, you know, I often wonder when people write these books, like you've written several books. I don't know. I think I've counted at least 10. Am I in the right
books.
Area with the?
Yeah, 12? You're in the right area. So, yep, 12 books.
Okay. So, and you know, you've written the 2019 the prophetic almanac. I know you've been in the church a long time, but what gives you these ideas to come, you know, to write about like such as the spiritual forecast?
Well, I think that, you know, what, you know, has come to me is I love to study the Word, but there's only so many ways to study the Word. So in my endeavor to know God more, God has taught me different ways to study the Word. And so I've learned to study every word that's in the Bible. There's 31,102 verses in the whole Bible, and every verse is important, every word is important. So when the Bible mentions a color or a name, or if there's a symbol, if there's a person or place, or a number in the Bible, then there's a reason for it to be mentioned. And so what I like to do is study the why of why it is mentioned in the Bible. So that's what I like to do. That's what the Lord has sort of anointed me to do the last few years as I've written these books to release a vision for the year to help us to understand what to expect of God and what God expects of us.
Now, you know, I find it fascinating when I listen to pastors speak and then they read the Bible and what they get out of it. And I know it's a God thing, you know, and how they can explain and help us to understand. And I'm reading the same thing and I never get that. Now, like I said, I know God blesses us all with different talents, but how did you discover that process was available to you?
I don't know if I don't know. You know, it's just one of those things that evolved over the years. And I would look at scriptures and I would ask myself questions. I would really put myself in the people's shoes and the different stories of the Bible. And it just felt like, you know, as I sought the Lord and prayed and as the calling of God became real upon my life to me, that I was able to sort of take some of the toughest passages of scripture and, you know, be able to break them down in an easy to understand way. And so that's one of the things I think that, you know, you have an anointing to do. All of us need to pray before we read the Word, and all of us can get a little bit out of the Word. But sometimes we need a little help, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I don't do surgery on myself, and sometimes I don't dissect the Word by myself. So, you know, we need to understand our gifts and our callings. And understand that sometimes God anoints people to understand things to help explain it to us so that we can make application of it in our own everyday lives.
Okay. So let's talk about the book that you just put out, the Spiritual Forecast. What is the Spiritual Forecast for 2020?
Well, the Spiritual Forecast, it's called 2020 Vision. And what I do is I look at the number 20 in the Bible. Now, it's interesting that the number 20 is mentioned 121 times in the Bible, which is kind of surprising. There's a lot of other numbers, more significant numbers than the number 20, and they're mentioned less times. But 20 is mentioned 121 times. And what I do is I write all those scriptures out, and then I look at them and ask God what he's trying to say through the mention of the number 20 in the Bible. And so when you do that, it really revolves around three things. So when we talk about 2020 vision, we're talking about the number 20 and when it's mentioned in the Bible and then what its significance is when it's written in the Bible, because there's a reason why that specific number was in there. So when you look in the Bible about 20, there are 20 different dreams. So this is a year of dreams when God is going to give you night dreams as you sleep. See, when you go to bed, your body rests, but your spirit doesn't. So if you have the TV on or radio on and it's on something bad, you could wake up angry. You might not sleep good. But if you will, you know, sort of turn the TV off, maybe put some preaching on, some praise and worship on, whatever it may be, just go silent, then God has the ability to speak to you and, you know, get past all of that noise and roadblocks that you put in there by having the TV and the radio on. So there's 20 different dreams in the Bible. 14 different people had dreams, but total 20 different total dreams in the Bible. And when God gives us dreams, they're designed to warn us, to reveal different things to us. For instance, sometimes people are woken up in the middle of the night and they have somebody on their mind. They feel like praying for them. Well, all of those things are significant. So dreams is a very important thing in 2020. And then when you see 20 in the Bible, it revolves around the Hebrew word 20, which is kap. K-A-P-H is the Hebrew letter for the number 20. And it literally means open palm. So if you put your hand out, it is sort of a symbol of giving to others. And then if you put your hand down, it's sort of a sign of covering other people. Now, you know, we don't believe in covering up, but we do believe in covering, and we believe in giving. So it's palm up where we're giving, palm down where we're covering. And so 20 is about that in the Bible. It's about giving to others. It's about covering people and, you know, maybe not pointing out all their mistakes, but learning how to ask God to give you the strength to deal with some of their mistakes and let God change them instead of us changing them. And then last of all, when 20 is mentioned in the Bible, it revolves around redemption. So redemption is connected to 20 in that you remember when Joseph was sold into slavery, he was sold for 20 shekels of silver. And then Barak and Deborah were told by God to go release the children of Israel after 20 years of oppression from the king of Canaan. So we see that that revolves around that. Even Abraham was told by God, if you can find 20 righteous people, I'll save Sodom and Gomorrah. So 20 revolves around dreams, an open hand, and then redemption. So those are the three main things that God is trying to get across to us. Don't allow nightmares to rule your life. Allow God to speak to you through the power of dreams. Let God cause you to be a giver and a lover, to cover and to help other people here in 2020. And then know that this is the year of the comebacks, where God is redeeming people. Maybe somebody has made a mistake, done something wrong. Maybe they've been quieted for a while. Maybe they've been, you know, out of action for a moment. And this is a year when God is raising them up and bringing them to the top and causing the cream to rise to the top here in 2020.
Good stuff. So when we talk about dreams, you know, I don't know. I have dreams, and then I'm looking for it to happen, or I'm trying to remember the whole thing. And so, explain: is it just a dream that we have as an everyday person? Is it something that, you know, that just comes upon us in the middle of the night, and we're supposed to act on it? Is it God speaking to us through the dreams, or?
Yes, God is one way God uses to speak to his people is to communicate to them through their dreams. And so even the Bible is, you know, very clear. The Bible tells us that in Numbers chapter 12, if there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him in a vision and will speak to him in a dream. So dreams are one way God uses to speak and communicate to us, to warn us, to reveal to future, to release a spiritual truth, to confirm a promise, maybe give some encouragement or release some inside information, share opportunities and blessing. And so we got to learn how to interpret our dream. Now, the problem with that is in the Bible, there was only two people who could interpret dreams. So sometimes you're going to need somebody above you, some spiritual leader, pastor, whatever it may be, to help you interpret your dreams. Because in the natural, they tell you you don't dream in color. But in the spiritual, you dream in color. It's very active, very vibrant when you dream spiritual dreams. And so when you have a dream, write things down. Write down different symbols, places, things that are going on, stuff that's happening, the weather, the temperature, everything. You're going to sense all these things. Write it down and then allow the Lord to use that to maybe reveal some things to you in your future that he could help you with, and use that as a way for God to communicate to you, because sometimes we're so stubborn during the day when we're awake, God's got to put us to sleep in order to get his message across. And dreams is one of those ways.
Interesting. So if it's in color and it's like just spectacular vision, then it's more likely God speaking to you than maybe you shouldn't have ate so late at night?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, it could be the things that you eat. But before you go to bed every night, pray against nightmares. Pray against not sleeping well. You know, how many people don't sleep well, end up going to a doctor, getting medication, and even if it does help, they wake up groggy in the morning. Well, maybe we ought to try the power of prayer and say, God, help me to sleep and to rest good. Lord, help me to be open to you communicating to me even while I sleep. And so ask the Lord to do that. You'll probably be amazed this year how much God will speak to you through your dreams. Just as you invite him into your dreams, invite him in when you go to sleep, invite him in when you go to bed, turn the TV off, shut the radio down, and open yourself up to God, giving you a dream that can encourage you, strengthen you, inspire you, release information, whatever it may be. God wants to talk, but we got to give him an opportunity, and we got to listen.
And, you know, it's funny, I mean, that we're having this conversation today, because it's been about, I don't even think it was 10 days ago, and I was praying and asking God, what is it that exactly he wants me to do? Because, you know, a lot of us often are confused on, are we doing what we're supposed to be doing? Is this what God wants us to do? And maybe sometimes we know the truth and maybe sometimes we don't. But I was just praying, you know, and I had a dream. And this dream was very clear to me. And, you know, within the next 3 or 4 days after that, what I dreamt about was coming in front of me through other people with opportunities. You know, it was about speaking more, you know, to in front of groups. And this happened right in front of me. And I was like, okay, is this something I'm wishing to happen, or is this something that is what God wants me to do? So, of course, I prayed some more, you know what I mean? I got no other dream, but then I thought, especially now after listening to you, you know, how many times does he tell you the same thing before you listen? You know, is it 20 times? Is it once? You know, are we supposed to just take that dream and like you said, have a conversation with your pastor or someone that's a Christian-minded person and you know, look at it that way, stay in the positive and move forward on it, move our feet on it, make it happen, and just know that if it's not what we thought it was, God will put a stop to it anyway. How do you feel about that?
Well, you said it yourself. You asked God to show you, and he showed you through a dream. So for whatever reason, you know, sometimes we are not as open during the daytime or while we're awake, and God, we ask the Lord, and then he gives us stuff, and then we still question it. And I think sometimes God is like, man, I've told you everything. I'm telling you what you need to do. And so, yes, definitely get confirmation from a spiritual authority, your pastor, somebody in leadership. That's extremely important. You don't always go out there and, you know, act immediately upon things, but you got to get that dream interpreted by a spiritual leader, pastor, someone in authority to help you to understand when to act and how to act upon that dream. As they discern it, as they reveal it to you, there's always going to be confirmation that follows that. We don't always use one little thing to determine and dictate our destiny, but thing upon thing, line upon line, precept upon precept, the Bible says, that's how we learn, that's how we grow, and that's how we get things from the Lord. So when we're asking God and he gives us things, quit doubting it. Accept the fact that, hey, I asked for it, God gave it to me, now I need to receive it, now I need to find out all the ins and outs, the little idiosyncrasies of this word to help me to understand. Because here's the thing, we've got to figure out our purpose in life. You'll never be happy, you'll never be content, you'll never enjoy life until you figure out why you're here. Why were you born? Why are you still alive? You know, maybe you did things as a kid, and maybe, you know, you almost lost your life, or you thought about taking your life, or you're wondering why you're even around. Well, we have to find out our purpose. Why are you here? There's a reason you're living, breathing, you're still around, and you need to understand that it's because God is not done with you. There's a plan, there's a purpose, there, God has a destiny for you, and you need to find that. So the quicker you can find it, the quicker you can move into exactly what God has for you to help other people and to encourage yourself in fulfilling the destiny that God has for all of us.
Do you find that people say to you that they really don't have a purpose, or they don't know what their purpose is, they really just don't know, and or they'll say they just haven't really thought about it? I've had people say that to me. I think that they just don't want to you know, accept what it is and have to go after that and change, make changes in their lives. And I think that they might be giving up some great opportunities of life because of it. Do you run across that when you talk to people?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's tons of people who don't know what their purpose is, or they have a hard time accepting what their purpose is. And so that's one of the greatest challenges of life. Sometimes if we find our purpose, we don't like our purpose. We don't like what we've been called to do. I tell people all the time, if you want to find out your purpose, find out what you love, what you hate, and what you grieve for. If you can answer those three questions, then you're going to be well on your way to understanding your purpose in life. Now, whether you like that purpose or not is something you're going to have to deal with God on, because we have sometimes dreams in our own head. We want to do what we want to do and have God bless it, but that's not the way life works. We have to make sure that we're doing God's will God's way and not trying to fit what we want and then get God to bless it. And so, absolutely, there's so many people out there, they don't either know their purpose or they don't like their purpose, so they have a hard time accepting their purpose. And, you know, maybe you want to be the head, but really you're the finger. There are no big I's and little U's in the kingdom of God. We're all important. We're all valuable. We all mean something, and we all have a job to do. And if we could learn how to work together instead of having our own agendas, we could get way more done by walking in unity than we can and sitting there fighting with God about what we want to do instead of what he has called us to do.
Amen to that. Now, you said you have three teenagers, and let me see if I get this right. You have one is 15, one is 17, one is 19. And, you know, they're going, one's in college, I believe you told me, one, and the other ones are in high school. How do you start talking to your children about what they think God's plan is for them? And, you know, most of us at the age of 50 still don't know what we want to do in life. But how do you have that conversation with a teenager, you know, because, I mean, I would think the earlier you could plant that seed, the easier it would be for them to understand the process.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that, you know, in our household is just a natural conversation all the time because they're, you know, they're here for a reason. They have a purpose that they need to fulfill in life. And so I never try to tell them what their purpose is, and I never try to mold them after what I'm doing or have them do something that I do. So I let them, you know, through, you know, gentle nudging and through careful, cautious, and prayerful guidance, you know, allow them to sort of figure out their own way and figure out what, you know, God has called them to do. And again, it's all about asking what you love, what you hate, and what you grieve for, in whether you're a teenager or whether you're, you know, an older individual, is when you figure out what you love. What is it I love to do? What is it that I hate? It really bothers me, and I want to fix it or change it. And then what do I grieve for? What makes me cry? Too many Christians get more upset over a scratch on their car than they do over a lost soul going to hell. And so all of us have specific callings. All of us have general callings. And so we need to figure that out. So when it comes to my teenagers, you know, a lot of times what I don't want them to do is put self-inflicted pressure on themselves to figure it out too soon. I want them to learn to be kids. I didn't have a childhood when I was a kid. I want them to. And some things will just happen. They will come to you. For instance, I tell people this. When I ask them a trick question, I say, how do you find God's will? Well, the answer to that question is you don't find God's will. God's will finds you. That's the problem with a lot of people. We're trying to find his will. We're trying to go different places, do different things, you know, listen to different stuff, and it's not helping us. If you just gradually keep moving upward in your walk with the Lord, God will bring things to you. And then when he brings stuff to you, you know, whether you like it or not, pray for it and ask the Lord if it is his will for you to do it. You might find that a career can be found in different things that end up coming your way that are God-led. You know, there's different doors that open in life you never expected to go through, but when the opportunity presented itself, then you take advantage of it, and wow, you know, it could bring great things into your life. So opportunity comes, walk through those doors, and then, you know, be willing to trust God that he can maybe, perhaps, through those opportunities, bring something good. Opportunities were never meant to come and stay. Opportunities, by its very definition, come and go. So when you don't take advantage of opportunities, you might not be taking advantage of fulfilling your destiny. So when the opportunities come, you may not say yes to everything, but it could be a way that God is using to walk through those doors to open up a whole new world to you and create and help fulfill your destiny.
So if I'm in a Bible study and, you know, I'm meeting every week with, you know, 10 to 15 people that I've grown to respect and love, maybe that would be a setting to have that conversation in.
You can have that conversation anytime, anywhere, any place, really.
Right. But I wrote this down. What is it that I love? What is it that I hate? And what is it that I grieve over? Okay. And once I do that, so the average person's out there and they write that down. What do I love? What do I hate? And what do I grieve over? What's the next step?
Well, after you write those things down, then review it, go over it. You know, maybe you have a love for animals. Maybe you know, you hate the fact that, you know, for animals to be hurt. You grieve for, who knows, just that one little example, maybe God has called you to pursue some kind of career with animals. I mean, it's not that difficult. We make hearing from God a lot more hard than what it really is. And because we don't like some things, because it doesn't fit into our little plan or the plan that our parents had for us, then we sometimes push those opportunities away. So you have to ask yourself, what do I love? And then write those things down. Write it down according to Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. Write the vision, make it clear so that they that read it can run with it. So write those things down. What do I love? Then it's going to help to reveal to you different things that maybe you ought to be engaging in, partaking of, in order to move toward your destiny. Then what do I hate? You know, what really bothers you? What makes you mad? Because what makes you mad might be something that God uses to motivate you to fix it. Maybe you got a solution. Maybe God, you know, has put the solution for some major problem in your heart, and the reason you hate it so much is because you've been called to fix it. A lot of times in churches, we complain about what we don't have, but maybe God is raising up people who are complaining about those things, who don't like the things that are going on, to be the solutions instead of just talking about the problems. And then when you talk about grieving, what do you cry for? What really grieves you? Sometimes the grief is the greatest motivator to move us forward and help us understand why we were created. Because we want to fix, we want to help, we want to heal. And when you ask yourself those three questions, lay those things out, you read over it, just pray and ask the Lord to reveal to you, and then look at maybe some missed opportunities or be open to some future opportunities for God to bring some things in your life, open doors that you can walk through that could create and help you to fulfill your destiny in life. It's not that difficult, but because we get stressed, we get fearful, and we're doubtful, that's what makes it hard. So don't overthink or underthink. Just follow the path that God has laid. Look at the things that, you know, you laid out after you write them out, and you're going to be surprised how many things maybe that you either had an opportunity to be involved in that you rejected, or things that will come as open doors as you've written those things down in the future.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Okay, so I hope that the people listening are taking some notes. I know I surely am. You know, I am always wondering, and I think, Bill, that I think we wonder sometimes what we're supposed to be doing because we're not happy enough with what it is we are doing. And we might be doing something that we're supposed to be doing, but we just think there's more, you know, and maybe we're not looking at it in the right direction, or maybe we're not putting enough into it. So sometimes people might be right where they're supposed to be, but don't want to recognize or be happy because of it. They want more. And in our society, exactly. It's not hard to believe that people think that way. You know, we live in a pretty me state. But I wanted to, because we run out of time here, I wanted to talk about what is the spiritual forecast for the United States of America. I made a little mention this morning or this afternoon about, I watched Andy Stanley, and he was talking about division and, you know, how Democrats and Republicans just can't get past the hatred of one another instead of just having an opinion and loving each other. So what do you think the spiritual forecast for the United States of America is going to be?
Well, one of the chapters in the book is where I release a spiritual forecast. I actually break the 50 states into five regions and then give one major word for America. And the word that stands out to me as we enter not just a new year, but a new decade and a new era is change. And so I think God is bringing change because change is needed to fulfill his work. I think God is bringing change so that bigger opportunities can arise in our life. I think God's bringing change, you know, so that we can trust him and his process and not get lazy and believing in methods or patterns. God's bringing change to thrust us into the extraordinary. He's bringing change to help us to attain personal growth and to increase our joy. And I think he's bringing change to unify us. Now, whether we take advantage of that is to us. But there's never been a time when there's been more division in our nation and in our country than there is right now. And so this is definitely a year of change where God is changing things, but most importantly, he's changing us. we are changing. And yes, our habits need to change. Our behavior needs to change. Our talk needs to change. How we treat others need to change. Everything in our lives need to change. And so I'm believing, God, that we won't be fearful when it comes to change or resist the power that God wants to bring to us through change, that we'll accept it and say, hey, it's all part of the process. You know, and it's hard for some people to accept change. It's difficult for others. Some people want it. And sometimes people say they want it, but they don't really want it. And so God is saying, this is a year of change. One of the first things I did this year in our very first service was have people bring a bag of change to the altar and believe God for change in their heart, because this is a year of change. So ready or not, change is going to be either imposed on you or you can compose change. So it's coming, either imposed or composed. So make sure that you understand you can have a say in how things change. It'll either be imposed upon you, forced upon you. You can help right change by doing some different things in your life to produce change. So it's a year of change in people's hearts, in people you thought would never change. They're going to change. The stubbornness is going to change. And I think our environment in the world is going to change. So if you had to sum up everything for 2020, it's going to be all about, this is a year of change.
And I'll mention this again, you know, about the news. When we watch the news, we're seeing things handled in the political world and just in different countries. The way areas are getting hit with hurricanes, volcanoes, fires, things are changing. I mean, it really is. And I always think that God is doing things to make us grow closer together, but it seems like we just keep trying to grow further apart. So hopefully people will listen to what you're saying. Hopefully they'll get your book. I know they can get it on your website and Amazon, A Spiritual Forecast for, you know, 2020 Vision, Pastor Bill Jenkins. Bill, how can people get a hold of you? How can they connect with you and maybe have you come and speak in their area? Are you still doing a TV show?
Yeah, we do TV, we do radio, we do so much different stuff. The best way to get a hold of us is to go to PastorBillJenkins.org. I do A Minute That Matters every single day, a little video devotion on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, so you can connect with me there. We do our radio program called The Prophetic Almanac every single day, Monday through Friday. And so we got a lot of different things going on. But if you want to find out really the best place to do, whether you want a book, listen to the radio programs, you want to see us video stuff that we do for A Minute That Matters, 1 minute devotional every day, is go to PastorBillJenkins.org, and then you can get all the information there. The little icons are there that you can hit that can connect you to the Insta, the social media, so you can see my Minute That Matters. Everything is there. You can get all of my books. I have an audio version of this where I speak the book to you. So go to PastorBillJenkins.org, and that will lead you to everything you want to know and everything you want to find there at PastorBillJenkins.org.
Okay, and you know the question. There's two more questions. One is, what's the next book? And the other is, go ahead, I'll let you answer that one first.
Okay, the next book is something that I wait for the Lord to reveal to me. I got tons of ideas, always have a lot of things I want to do, but I don't get involved in stuff until the Lord really directs me. So, you know, I just take it one day at a time, and usually when I write a book, it's amazing how fast I can write it with the Lord's help. And I get it done pretty quick, and I got a great wife, a great secretary, so they help me with all the ins and outs, the little things that I need to do to get it out there into the world to people. But I don't know what the next book is other than just to wait and allow the Lord. I got a lot of ideas. I always have something to say, but don't have the specific book.
So I'm going to sneak another question in here before I give you the last one. Do you make a list of things that you want to do for, say, the year 2020 and your own list, and then see what order God puts them in, if at all?
Well, what I do is every year I develop a little goal sheet, and I do physical goals, spiritual goals, emotional goals, financial goals, marital goals, and I write those things down. So me and my wife do it. I make my kids do it. And then at the end of the year, we review those goals to see if we've made any progress for the things we're wanting to believe God to change in our lives. So I think it's important, and people still got time. You know, everybody does these New Year's resolutions, but they really don't last and matter. So make a commitment to God, write some goals down, and, you know, write them down physically. If you want to lose weight, then, you know, you're going to have to eat better, and you're going to have to go to the gym and exercise or something. You can't just hope that by osmosis you're going to start physically feeling better. So you got to do something. You got to cooperate with God if you want these things to come to pass. If you want to get out of debt, put that down in your financial goals, but then spend less. And, you know, don't use every dollar that you get. So you put goals down. I do that every year. I've done it for over 20 years, and it's been successful for me because I make it a desire of mine to reach those goals every single day and check on them every month and then review them every quarter and then believe God that at the end of the year I've met all of those goals that I feel like he's given me for that specific year.
Good stuff. One piece of advice you can leave our audience this today to maybe help them get through something this year that you see coming that they might not.
I think the greatest piece of advice is trust the Lord through the change. You know, quit trying to put God in a box and figure him out. You're never going to. And just allow things to happen and understand that it's a part of God's plan. And even in and through the bad situations, God can take that and bring something good out of it. And so just learn to trust God. Don't try to figure everything out or four square pegs into round holes. Just know that God is on your side. God's fighting for you. God has your best intentions in his heart and mind. And quit trying to force things prematurely to come to pass. Know that God has a perfect will and God has a perfect timing.
Good stuff. Once again, Bill, I can't thank you enough for spending time with us. I know that there's so many things that you're doing to help so many people, and I'm thankful that you took time to share with us today your new book, and I hope people get out there and get a copy of it. They can find it on your website. They can find it on Amazon. And, you know, the website's easy, folks, PastorBillJenkins.org. And I just made a note because I want to check out The Minute That Matters. Made a commitment to myself to do it for 30 days in a row. I'm always looking for different types of devotionals, different ways of hearing things in the morning. Maybe I'm not hearing anything. So sometimes someone else's voice is a way for me to learn that as well. So I hope people take advantage of that. Good luck with your son in the basketball this year. And, you know, I look forward to the next book and having you back on the show.
Thanks, Tony. Always love being with you. Appreciate your heart. And I'm going to be praying for God to continue to reveal things to you and to keep you right in the center of exactly what he's doing in your life.
Well, I appreciate that. I sure could use all the prayers I can get, Bill. So we appreciate you.
Thank you, my
friend. All right, folks, I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to wrap up the show. And I just want to make sure before we go to break, Pastor BillJenkins.org, okay? And there's another website, too, okay? And it is DestinyLandCC.org, okay? That's Destiny Land Christian Center. That's another website of Pastor Bill's. Check them out. I'm telling you, one thing that I have found from doing these shows and interviewing people and listening to what they say and making little notes, when I check out their websites, I learn even more because I've taken time out to understand what it is they're doing and see how I can put some of that practice into me. Now, I'm not going to say that I'm going to write 12 books, but I sure can say I'm going to read them. So there's a change for me right there. So take a look at that, PastorBillJenkins.org, and we're going to take a very short break and come back and wrap up the show.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. All Things Franchising is the radio show that you've been waiting for. Whether you're looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle by growing your business, allowing you to experience some of the fun things in life, or if you are looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come, Linda Ballesteros is your host on All Things Franchising. where she interviews franchise experts from around the world. We feature top franchisers, franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, as well as others who support this fast-growing business model. Go to our Facebook and Twitter pages to listen to past shows and join the conversations on all things franchising.
All right, welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio. And today's show is about the spiritual forecast for 2020 with Pastor Bill Jenkins, and he's out of California. And Pastor Bill's been on the show a few times, and we're just always excited. This is the 12th book he has written, and I hope that people will go to PastorBillJenkins.org and get a copy of the book. If you're smart, you buy two, okay? Because I have not found one of his books yet not to be something I wanted to keep and share. So buy two, one for you and one you can share with someone that you feel also could get help out of that book as well. And, you know, I hope everyone will stay tuned to Tough Talk Christian Radio on Sundays. I know that the end of last year, we kind of had a slowdown on the show. We've revamped some things and made some commitments this year. So I hope that the listeners out there will keep on sending the emails. And I appreciate the people that were emailing me to say, hey, we need to get you back on the air. We miss your show. So thanks to my guests. Thanks for the upcoming guests we have coming on. And I just hope that if there's anything we can do or pray for you, you'll reach out to me at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. My name is Tony Gambone. This is Tough Talk Christian Radio, and this is our show for this week. We'll see you next week, and I'm wishing everyone a very blessed week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.